In California, more than 2,400 National Guard members rushed to major cities as protests erupted following the death of George Floyd. But one member of the California Air National Guard refused the order to go.
You know, if made the decision to go along with it, I feel like I would sort of be compromising, you know, who I am in that moment.
He says his senior command has warned him about possible disciplinary actions, but he doesn't yet know what they'll be. The guardsman asked to remain anonymous to prevent a worse outcome, and his voice has been altered. Though he anticipated some consequences, he says he wasn't comfortable carrying a weapon around people exercising their First Amendment rights. And as a person of color who sympathizes with the Black Lives Matter movement, he says the guard's presence stifled protests.
What we're told is discourage people from, you know, criminal activity and things like that, but that isn't necessarily what is going to be communicated on the ground when you see people, you know, in uniform with weapons, you know, standing around formation.
He joined the Guard expecting to do humanitarian work and was surprised by the call to police his own state. And he says he's not alone.
We have people dealing with COVID. We've had people dealing with, you know, natural disasters and things like that. But to actually go out and be sort of this invading force, like, many people are not comfortable with it. They feel like it's not really what they signed up for.
When the protests began, more than 20 states called up their National Guardsmen, and President Trump ordered guardsmen to patrol the streets of Washington. The president also threatened to send active duty service members into cities across the country. Since then, veterans service organizations and GI rights groups say troops have been calling to learn about their options for refusing orders. Bill Galvin is a counselor for the GI Rights Hotline.
We've seen a real uptick in people in the National Guard, mostly, but some in the reserves, who are facing call up and who are saying, I don't know that this is something I can do. Some of them have said, I'm sympathetic to the protests, and others have said, I don't think I should be at war with people in my own country.
Galvin says troops expressed all kinds of concerns: risk of moral injury, lack of riot control training, and the possibility of acting against the Constitution. Galvin says at the peak of the protests, he took several calls a day. Whatever the reason, refusing to deploy can have consequences.
We do know there's a lot of folks who have chosen not to show. And of course, there's a range of possibilities, everything from a military court-martial and some jail time to more administrative kind of punishments that might even include being kicked out with a bad discharge. It's also quite possible the command could just ignore it. You know, they could say, well, we've got enough people otherwise, so we're just going to forget about this. I mean, you just don't know at this point.
The Veterans Peace Advocacy Group About Face says they know of some 10 service members who've taken concrete steps to avoid deployment. Many more have asked for support. One is an active duty Army soldier stationed in the Midwest. Though his unit was never deployed, he says he wouldn't have gone if they had. The soldier asked for anonymity because he expects reprisal from his command and the public. His voice has been changed. He says some of the riot control tactics used in D.C. reminded him of things he saw in Iraq, and he says they shouldn't be used against Americans.
To me, it's like that violence that we do overseas is coming back home to roost.
National Guard officials at the Pentagon say they're not aware of any widespread disciplinary issues related to the protest response. They added that guardsmen deployed to D.C. executed their mission with compassion and professionalism. This is Carson Frame reporting.